It's Monday, April 25th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to the Sounds in My Head.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Way to open up a show. That's a band from Richmond, Virginia. They're called The Sleepwalkers. That song comes off their album Greenwood Shade, and it's called Cocaine, and it's a song extolling the benefits of cocaine. I think it's sort of it's like if a sitcom came on after Everybody Loves Raymond, where everybody just was on cocaine all the time. That would be the theme song or something. Pretty funny. Kind of like that song. It's a standout on the record, I would say. All right, up next, from Detroit, Michigan, the former Dale Earnhardt Jr. band. They've renamed themselves. Now they're just Junior Jr. We're going to hear a couple of tracks off their newest record, self-titled now, Junior Jr. And I'm not sure why they changed it, because it wasn't like Dale Earnhardt Jr. was, like, going to sue him or something. I think he was cool with it, but whatever. They got this new record, and it's an okay record. It's not their very best, I don't think, but it's got some okay songs. We're going to hear a couple of the best ones right now. We're going to hear Philip the Engineer and In My Mind, Summertime. Both pretty great. Check them out. If you like the band, pick everything up, buy them up. I think their last record was maybe their strongest, so check that one out. Here we go. Junior, right now, on The Sounds in My Head.
Philip the Engineer sits down and lays the blue. feel what's heavy. Cause heavy things must all fall down. So should I tell the truth if you're not ready?
Yeah. Lewis recently made waves with a comment about New York City values.
The rest of the country knows exactly what New York values are, and I gotta say, they're not Iowa values and they're not New Hampshire values.
As a recent transplant from Kentucky, I wondered, what exactly are New York City values?
Socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage.
Oh, God, no. I headed to Times Square to see how visitors cope in our perverted cesspool.
How would you compare this city with whatever city you're from? Where are you from?
I'm from Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
It's been a good trip. We've enjoyed it, so.
Has the gay in your face ruined anything for you?
The gay in my...
All the gay in your face? All the gay in your face?
I hadn't seen much of that, and I was shocked.
Clearly, these values are ruining their vacations.
We love coming.
Yeah, actually, we love it here.
Because we
come for the shows.
Is it hard to get tickets to really popular shows like Hamilton with all the abortions going on here?
Well, Hamilton, you can't get tickets to.
Right, because of all the abortions.
New York is full of sick and twisted surprises.
We've met a lot of nice people. Just met a construction worker here that was really super nice to us and really didn't even cuss at me. I mean,
not one time. Did he ask to feel your tits?
No, he didn't. And he didn't tell me where to go or flip me off.
Did he grab your ass?
No.
Did he ask how much?
No.
Did he tell you to f off?
No.
But admit it, when you get home, after you wash away the sin and rebaptize yourself, you'll really look forward to a great home cooked meal at, you know, what's that, cracker restaurant?
Cracker Barrel.
No, not that one. The other place where crackers go to.
Denny's.
Finish the sentence for me. New York is a godless...
Why would you say New York is godless? I don't think that that's accurate. New York is great. I like New York.
So you guys are actually enjoying yourselves here?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My grandfather came through Ellis Island in 1911 on his way to Pennsylvania to a new life. It's a place of opportunity for a lot of people, including my grandfather.
What about people who moved here from real America?
So I've been living here for about 8 months, and it's fantastic. I love it.
What?
My life has improved because I have more opportunities to move forward in life with whatever I want to do.
There's so many people that are coming in, so many different cultures and races and nationalities, sexual orientation. What people do is what they do. What you do is what you do.
What I'm trying to say, before I put your heart to shame. What I'm trying to say. luxuries. What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say, before I put your heart to shame. What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say, said kisses can't be the only luxuries. What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say, before I put your heart to shame. What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say, said kisses can't be the only luxury.
That was two songs in a row by a band from right here in Brooklyn, New York, though I guess they're really from Minneapolis before, and I think these songs might have been from when they were in Minneapolis, so I'm hesitant to give Brooklyn credit for them. Anyway, band is Strange Names, so that's the name of the band, and we heard two tracks off their Strange Names EP. First, Luxury Child, that's my favorite, and then Potential Wife, also very strong. They've got some newer stuff that they've released, including an album, which is just not nearly as good as this particular EP. So definitely check out this EP first, and then if you really like it, check out the album and hope that their newer stuff that they're going to release is going to be even better, because their album really not that great. Okay. Up next, Eleanor Friedberg. You might remember her from the Fiery Furnaces days, though I think she's probably been solo as long as she was in that band. I don't know. But Fiery Furnaces go back a long time. And Eleanor Friedberg, she's great on her own as well. And she's got a new album. It's called New View. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from it right now that are super strong. First, He Didn't Mention His Mother, and then Your Word. Both fantastic. And the album's super strong. If you like this stuff, it represents the album well. Just pick the whole thing up. You will not be disappointed. Okay, Eleanor Friedberg right now on The Sounds of My Head. Got nothing done, that's the way.
motion picture film. Oh yeah, I wanna be a tempin'
she wrote around the corner and out of sight. Another life gone by. Hear him crow about the changes that he wants to know. He don't understand that they come slow.
Let's catch up one last time. After Eleanor Friedberg back there, we heard Kate LeBon from Los Angeles, California. We heard two songs off her new record, Crab Day. First, Wonderful, then Find Me, both of my favorite tracks off the record. Crab Day, the title track, also very good. That said, the album as a whole kind of feels like a retread to me. I don't know, it just feels almost like stuff that was recorded at the same time they recorded the last album but wasn't good enough to go on or something. I don't know, it's just not quite the slam dunk of amazement that the last record, which was by far my favorite of her albums, like that last one was incredible, fantastic. So anyway, Crab Day, you know, it's okay, check it out. There's a music video, it's kind of, I don't know, like disquieting, it's not very good, you know, whatever. Kate LeBon, she's interesting, I'll give her that. I like that about her, and I look forward to anything new she releases at any time. I'm always keen to find out. Okay, so Spotify, you guys still using that thing? I don't really use it much. I have to admit, I haven't followed through using it all that much, mostly for weird technical reasons that don't apply to most people. It makes my external hard drives not sleep correctly, stuff like that. It's just annoying. But I do still use it occasionally. I sometimes have played with this Discover Weekly playlist that they have in there. Basically, it's like they use several different kinds of algorithmic and influencer and data scientist and whatever different ways to come up with a playlist every week for you based on what they think you'll like. And it's like things you follow, stuff you listen to, stuff you like, things that other people who like those things also like, things that the people you follow like, things that the people on the internet say that, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different stuff going into how they decide what to put in this playlist. And it's pretty good, I gotta say. I mean, I don't know, maybe your mileage will vary, but for me, they seem to have me pegged pretty well. Like, I definitely like the stuff that's in the playlist. It's not all new to me. A lot of stuff, it's just a good playlist. You know, it's stuff that I would have put in a playlist had I made myself one, you know, which is good. But then occasionally they put stuff in there that, like, I totally have not heard before and love. And this next band is one of them. Kelly Stoltz is the band. I can't believe I've never heard of this guy. He's pretty prolific, has a bunch of records, and I'd never heard of him before Discover Weekly. So kudos to Spotify. Got to give him credit for having me pegged. So anyway, Kelly Stoltz from San Francisco, you got a bunch of albums, and the song that they put in my playlist was Prank Calls, which I'm going to play next. But the songs you just heard, after Kate LeBond, were also Kelly Stoltz. We heard Keepin' the Flame and August, both off his Two Dreamers record. So basically, after I heard this Prank Calls, I was like, wow, who's this Kelly Stoltz guy? And I went, and he has all these albums. So I listened to all of the albums, and I gotta say, the best one is definitely To Dreamers, the one that I just played two tracks from. That's the best Kelly Stoltz album, I think. But they're all pretty good, and he's got a new one that just came out recently that's, you know, fine. It's pretty good. But since I'd never played him on the show before, I was like, I gotta put on his best stuff. So I felt like the very best stuff was off To Dreamers. So I would say start with that one, and then move on to the new one. It's pretty good, too. But in particular, this one song, Prank Calls, off of his 2006 album, Below the Branches, fantastic. We're gonna hear it right now, finishing up this episode of the show. Kelly Stoltz with Prank Calls right now on The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Vampire by Caveman. I also talked over Mandolin Strum by REM and Reflecting by Kelly Stoltz. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including playlists of the stuff I play on the show that are on Spotify that you can just, like, you know, subscribe to the playlist and you'll just get everything I play on the show and not have, even have to listen to the show. You know, usurp me. Do it. I would. If I was you, I would not want to listen to me. So, you know, do that. You can also follow me on social media. You can find ways to contact me, like emailing me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I look forward to hearing from you if you have anything to tell me. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.